Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with a bunch of Midwest divers here at Our World Underwater, largest diving event in the Midwest. Now, I'm here with Mermaid Katie and Lizzie. Lizzie is also a dive instructor. And we're sitting here during the break, and you ran into an old friend. Is that the case, Lizzie?
That's right, yeah. I ran into someone that I spent a lot of time with this summer working on a liveaboard, and he's here at the dive show. His name's
Kevin. Well, Kevin, welcome.
Evan.
Okay. Well, Evan. Yeah, change your name to Evan. Why not? All right. So Kevin. Evan.
Yes.
Evan. Yeah, I'll get it by the end of the show, maybe. you guys were on a liveaboard together?
Working
on a liveaboard? Where?
We were in the British Virgin Islands.
BVIs, okay.
It's a dive camp and marine science camp called Sea Trek. It's great. There's a ton of kids there, all ages. I really enjoy it there. I mean, like, it's the best place on earth.
So you were diving with Mermaid Lizzie this whole time?
Yes.
Was she a mermaid then, or did she sprout a tail after this?
She has a nickname.
She has a nickname.
It's called Z.
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 Like what is she? Lizzie. Okay. All right. So you just call her Z, huh?
Yes.
Mermaid Z. I kind of like this.
Two Lizzies.
There's two Lizzies.
Ah, so they just called you Z, huh?
Yes.
I kind of like that. It's kind of like a Men in Black kind of thing. You know, it's like Agent Z or whatever. Or Mr. X. We got Mermaid Z, which would be Lizzie. I kind of like this. Might work, Lizzie.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. We did two and three dives a day, a lot of marine science, did some work with lionfish, great, exciting stuff, and hiking. Too.
So was the summer just long enough there, Evan, or were you ready? Did she drive you crazy?
No, she would actually be very helpful. She was like one of the greatest mom boats.
Mom boats?
She was the mom of the boat.
You were the mom of the boat? Did you, like, adopt Evan or something while you were in the BVIs there, Lizzie, or what?
Kind of. I took care of everyone, but everyone kind of helps out and cooks and everything, but I kept everyone in line.
All right, so you would spank him if he stayed up too late?
She never, ever burnt the muffins.
Well, that's good.
So she was a talent.
So Z's muffins are excellent, is what you're saying, Evan.
Yes.
Okay. That may have been something we shouldn't have shared, but I don't know. But it's good to see you. You live from this part of the country or what?
I am. I'm just 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
And I've been coming here.
So was this was this a fluke that you have? You get a fluke?
No.
She's wearing a thin. You did plan this meeting, this rendezvous, huh? So you knew she was going to be here, so you said, hey, I got to come out and check out this whole mermaid thing that you're doing. And what's that all about?
I've actually been to this expo before, and I really like it here. There's a ton of stuff
to
look at and buy.
Are you planning to get into the dive industry, Evan? Well, I mean, working in the... What are you doing?
I'm a dive master. I just need to wait till I'm 18, and then I can finally become truly certified. But hopefully I'll be back there this summer and working. I mean, I could totally see me doing diving for, like, the rest of my life.
Yeah, just some kind of, like, marine biology type thing is what you want.
Yes, definitely marine biology.
Yeah, but would you have to have a mother-like mermaid figure watching over you to keep you on the right track?
Of course.
Of course you would, yes. I mean, did she look like this when you're diving with her all summer? In a pink mermaid tail?
Tanner. I was a little tanner.
Yeah, slightly tanner. Yes. Okay, but that's the only difference. She had a tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you know. We recruit them. We don't necessarily make them. You know what I'm saying? We find these mermaids and we put them to work for us. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know she had nice buns. Or maybe I did, but I didn't know she made... just leave that one alone. Okay, we'll just stop. Thanks for coming. We appreciate stopping by, man.
It's a pleasure talking on your radio.
And that's Evan, so by the way. I finally got it by the end of the segment. I got his name right. Let's bring Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network on board with us here from Chicago. Well, in Chicago at Our World Underwater. Dan, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. How are you doing? It's a great show.
It's awesome. You know, there's a lot of people here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say one of the things, you know, you hear when we come to these shows, like, hey, what do you think the crowd's going to be like? And I hear the weather was going to be a little bit more mild this weekend than other years that I've been here in Chicago. And a lot of people go, well, oh, that could be bad because, you know, if it has warmer weather here in Chicago, that means they don't want to go inside to a convention hall, even though it's about diving.
Exactly.
But that doesn't seem to be the case today. This place is jamming, isn't it?
It is. It really is. In fact, this morning we had our lectures in one of the lecture halls, and literally there were people who couldn't fit into the room.
Yeah, because they were overweight or there were just too many of them?
No, they all seemed to be pretty slim, but it was just trying to squeeze all those people into the room, and that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, well, it is. That's a good sign. The passion is there for diving here in the Midwest. I got to say, this part of the country, I see more passionate divers, honestly, than any other place we go to.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it's because they live here and it's miserable in the winter. Maybe that's what we're seeing, a little, you know, we bring a little ray of hope to their lives here when they're snowed in and it's like 7 degrees or something or less, you know, 10 below. But I don't think that's the case. They like it. They like living here. You can tell. They're happy people.
They are very happy people, and they really enjoy the diving. And the diving here is, of course, freshwater diving. And they've got fresh water in their veins. They've got cold water in their veins.
Yes.
And they like to enjoy diving all year round. And when you talk to these people about diving season, they always give you this quizzical look because every day of the year is a diving season for them.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't stop. Yeah, they'll put on the dry suit. They'll cut a hole in the ice in Lake Michigan or someplace, one of those lakes here, and they'll start diving in it. They're crazy.
Yeah,
maybe that's what I find amusing about them. We kind of share that commonality of being a little nutty.
Well, have you ever gone under the ice?
I have not.
Oh, you should.
Really?
You really should, absolutely.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah,
you'd have a great time.
I love hearing about it,
yeah.
But the thought of doing it just kind of, you know, scared me.
Oh, it's fantastic. You get under there, the water's normally relatively clear, and a lot of times the water is warmer than the air above the ice.
Well, I've seen the videos of them playing the underwater hockey on the backside, underwater, upside down on a lake, and they'll sit there and play underwater hockey. Now, that looks like it would be fun at least to mark off the list.
Well, that's a fun part of it as well, because you get under the ice, you get turned upside down,
right,
and you sort of disorient yourself, so you think you're actually right side up, and so you can walk or slide around the underside of the ice thinking that you're upright.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you reach the hole, and all of a sudden, the world's upside down again.
Yeah, and it's just a mess. It'd be a little discombobulating, I'm guessing, just a tad. But it's on the list. We'll see how far down it is, you know, because I keep adding new places. You know, we're going to go to the Turks and Caicos in October and do another
Scuba
cruise. Yeah, this is going to be, I think this will be the best one ever, really. Yeah.
Well, in fact, I was just talking to a guy named Travis, who was my dive buddy on that last trip.
Yeah.
And he told Betty and I, he said, I'm signed up. He said, I want to go.
Yeah.
And we saw two other people, one other today here, and we saw a couple at a dive show in Baltimore who were along on that trip, and they also had a fantastic time, and they want to be able to go back.
Well, you know, it ends up, like I said earlier, we have maybe 8 spots that are going to be available to buy. And literally, we just announced this last week on the big show. So get to it. Go to exploreventures.com and book it for October 6th in the Turks and Caicos. Otherwise, you will have a shot to win one, win a pair of spots at Our World Underwater this weekend at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. And I believe the Long Beach show in California is what we're planning. That may change on the West Coast. We'll have to wait and see how that unfolds. But if you can't be at those shows and have a shot to win, just book it before they run out of spots.
Yeah, exactly right. I would do it it today.
We're going to have the Scuba Cowboy on board for this one. That's our plan. And a couple mermaids, of course. Yeah. Don't leave home without
them. One of the ladies on the trip actually was doing a trip right after that. And she came up to us today and she said, you know, we had a good time on that second trip. He said, but nothing to match the good time we had on the Scuba Radio trip.
Yeah, well, you know, they ain't seen nothing yet. Because we've kind of kicked it up a notch for this year's Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, because Dives Alert Network is going to be a bigger part of it this year, and we're going to just have a little bit more fun on the trip. Yeah. And the Turks and Caicos, even if you didn't have any of those extra little added value things thrown into the mix, it's just one of the best places to go dive.
Fabulous diving.
Yeah, you're at the end of the summer months, so the water's crystal clear. The wind hasn't picked up for the winter, so it's usually one of the best times of the year to get out there and enjoy some of the diving that they have to offer from Explore Ventures. So book it today, exploreventures.com. You're kind of be wandering the aisles here at Our World Underwater, promoting Dan and whatnot,
we
right?
We've actually been doing a number of presentations. We actually have our staff doing presentations every 45 minutes, and the room is just completely packed with people. And then when I'm not doing presentations, I go back to the booth or meet with other people and just kind of wander around and answer questions and represent the organization.
Excellent. All right, Dan, we'll have a good show, and
Thank you very much, Greg.
You again at one of the shows, and then in October on our Scuba Radio Cruise. More coming up from Chicago next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. The main ballast tank fit.
Aye, sir. Pass you the word.
I want to feel alive. No way to drive. So I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
Chicago at Our World Underwater. Greg the Dive Master, Neil Watson's with me as well. And, they obviously have a lot of promotional things going on here in Chicagoland to help promote Our World Underwater. Just across from us is the Radio Disney Gang. Do you see them over there, Neil?
Yeah, no, that's very cool.
You know, earlier in the show, there was an announcement going on. The lady sounded very excited. I think it was Minnie Mouse. And it ends up, they got their Radio Disney folks over there, and they're making all kinds of racket.
Right.
You know what? We have mermaids. We have, like, the little...
We have mermaids. We had Dan Orr of Dan with one of his great tips. I have tips, too, you know.
You have tips.
I have Neil Watson tips.
You do?
Yeah, and you know, one of my tips is, like, sex and diving's like air.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not important unless you're not getting any.
Hello!
Hello!
I like that. That's a much shorter tip than what we usually share with Dives Alert Network. But
well, that's true.
Short and sweet.
Well,
words to live by from the dive god.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta love it. So, and you won't get that at Radio Disney. You only get that right here at Scuba Radio.
That's true.
Yeah, live mermaids. None of this fake like bobblehead type stuff. I love the Radio Disney folks, but they're very excitable, very high pitched. Type of, hi, how you doing? Hi, all, let's go diving. So God bless them for it. Every little bit helps. And they're entertaining the kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we're taking care of the older adults, you think?
You know, I had an answer, but I can't hear a word you're saying, Greg.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Neither can
I. I usually tune you out anyhow, but I'm really trying to listen now.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of your properties. Let's talk about Rum Key, right?
Is that Rum Key? That's my new
Neil Watson place.
Yeah, that Neil Watson, Guy Harvey property that's going to be opening soon. Rum Key has legendary diving. It was a number one resort back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
Kind of like went by the wayside, but it's always had a great demand. And I got involved with our second project with Guy Harvey Diving Project, and we hope to open like in about 3 months down there. It's like just amazing diving.
Now Rum Key, a selling point would be the fact that it's named Rum Key.
Rum Key, you're like 40 miles from Turks and Caicos. I mean, you're way south.
All right.
Way south. And the island is like 25 miles long, I guess 8 or 10 miles wide. Incredible beaches. But the neat part is the total population is like 50 to 70 people full-time on the island. It's like obviously sparsely populated.
Yes, so less people, more pristine reefs, that kind of thing, because not many people can get there, I guess, right?
Yeah, that and the resort, right now we have like 6 rooms, so you get 12 people together, you pretty much own your own
island.
Resort. You can book the whole resort,
nice.
Set your own dive. It's kind of like a shore-based liveaboard. I mean,
there you go. That sounds good. Now, we were in Miami. They announced the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort there in St. Pete Beach, Florida.
The what?
In St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah, St. Petersburg. I don't know what my involvement in the diving part of that's going to be.
Right.
I mean,
just
they have diving
the
over there, and they have some decent diving, but the resort itself is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm
200
sure.
And something rooms, yeah, it's very
and
cool.
And they got an awesome beach there. So
yes.
You can go beaching, and I don't know about the diving, because over there.
Well, no,
the
they have
coast.
Some wrecks, and they have some diving over there, but
yeah.
I mean, it's. You know, people that go to the Bahamas, they're not going to be happy with what they're going to see over there.
It's a different type of diving.
But somebody from Chicago would probably really enjoy diving in St. Pete.
Exactly. So it just depends on, different folks. Exactly. So you got that. Where are you off to next? Are you pretty much down until beneath the sea? You got any diving adventures?
Well, I'm gonna head over to Bimini probably between now and beneath the sea. And, some will come up in the next week or two. I'll be off to one of the islands. Actually, I'm doing, Oceanic is having its 40th anniversary this year. And
right.
In April, we're doing a 40 for 40. Oceanic is bringing 40 of their top dealers over to Bimini for like 4 or 5 days to test equipment, have a big blowout and stuff. Sounds like something Scuba Radio should partake in.
Well, Dan Emke from Oceanic just asked me before we went on the air if I could round up 40 mermaids.
I don't know how much diving we would get in, but that sounds good to me.
I was like, 40?
40?
Well, it's our 40-year anniversary. I was like, okay, I'll have to talk to the girls and have them busy. We've had two had little baby mermaids. Maybe
yeah.
I don't know how fast they can. You know, mermaids can procreate faster than humans.
I've heard that.
Greg?
Heard that.
Why?
Well, we started president.
Bill, the producer, is chiming in.
Greg, I want you to know I am
volunteering.
I am willing to be involved in this project in any way you need me, even if it includes being a mermaid. I would do that. But if it's just the procreation side, I'm willing to do it, and I've proven my expertise.
All right, if you're willing to put on a mermaid tail, I'm going to speak on behalf of Dan Emke from Oceanic, saying that we've just been fired.
I have nightmares even thinking about that. That's scary, dude.
But what's new? No, yeah. Well, I will put your name in the hopper there, Bill.
But, well, I appreciate guessing, that.
I mean, if we need 40 mermaids, yeah, we may have to dig pretty deep to accomplish that number.
I'm right here holding down the bottom of the barrel for you.
There is a picture of me in a mermaid tail in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
With a scuba radio event, my birthday party.
What, you in a mermaid
with
tail?
Me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with you.
I was pretty
you...
good, topless, too.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I'd block that out, Neil.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, even the dive god, it's disturbing to hear these
yeah,
type
well.
Of stories. And, you know, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can get four mermaids and feed them 10 beers, and that'll help them
you
multiply
know,
the mermaids.
You know, we're starting to accumulate quite a list
Pod.
Of stories. The Dive God and Scuba Radio.
There's only certain ones we can share on the radio.
Yes.
The ones
yes.
We, you know, one of these days we'll do Scuba Radio Uncensored.
Yeah. Uncensored.
Millions.
Scuba Radio Uncensored.
Or we'll be arrested one.
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah. When you're ready to retire and you want to do your final show.
You're ready to leave the country.
That, there you go.
Ready to retire.
Yes, we'll have
country.
One-way tickets to Tierra del Fuego.
Very nice. Well, you know, who knows? We might make another story or two tonight. They
I
get
think
pretty
so.
Crazy here on a Saturday night in Chicago at our World Underwater.
They do, yes. Yes, they do have cocktails or two on Saturday
night. They know how to
Chicago.
Drink. They know how to eat. What,
yes.
What is the other thing here in Chicago they do? They talk to bears. They like, you know, obviously they like their diving. But what am I forgetting? I like the food here in Chicago. Is that
they
really,
eat, they
cares?
Drink, they dive.
What else do you need?
I guess go to church.
To make up for all the stuff
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sunday's a big day.
Yes,
there's
indeed.
A lot of redemption.
Coming up, stay close to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Just once again proved to me what they specialize here in Chicago, what they're known for. And I mentioned, you know, they know how to share a cocktail or two. Tim just walked up to me at the desk and says, "Hey, where's Scuba Radio Drunken Santa?" God bless him. Thank you, Tim. And I will tell Santa you said hi, or kick him on the way into the studio next week. All right, so, you know, there are a lot of folks here at the show walking around enjoying the aisles, or joining the exhibits here as they walk down the aisles here of Our World Underwater. And who do we have here? Lizzie, hand that mic over to these folks. They've been sitting here patiently watching us, hoping and praying that maybe we could award them with something. Here, watch your beverage there. What's your name?
I'm Beth.
Beth and
Bob.
Beth and Bob. Okay, B&B. I kind of like it. So you guys have been sitting there patiently hoping to win something, right?
It's actually relaxing just to sit here and listen live. We don't get to get it live here in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, so you listen to the podcast or
yeah.
something? Yeah. We don't have a station in greater Chicago land, so you got to listen
yeah.
online. That's fine. ScubaRadio.com,
well,
iTunes.
Nice to sit back and relax.
Just kick back and watch this this mayhem take place in front of you. So you guys divers, how
yes.
long you been diving there, Bob?
This is basically my first real summer of diving. I've been
really?
Certified for a while, but first.
But you live here in Chicago
yes.
or in the general vicinity? Same thing for you, Beth? Yeah.
Yes.
So have you guys been on any big trips yet, or you just got certified this summer? And
this past summer we were in Maui.
Maui, nice. Are you like marrying newlywed things? Is Beth, is she your mistress or anything like that? Just checking. All right, so you're just dating. Is that the deal? Kind of thing? All right, fair enough. All right, so you're here together. You've done the whole Hawaii thing. And now, what do you get your eyes set on next? Is that what you're kind of walking around, looking at for places to go, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Anything caught your eye yet, Beth? What are you thinking? I mean, Hawaii, that was a pretty nice start.
It was a really nice start.
Yeah, what did you do, off the Big Island in Kona or something? Or what?
We did Maui. We did Black Rock.
Black Rock?
First ocean dive, first night dive.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, hold on. We'll talk some more with some of the Chicagoland divers next over here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio.
I would consider it a great honor if you would make loud donkey sounds, then pretend to vomit at my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers. I want to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're white, black, or brown. We're going down.
No, honey, if you can swing that one.
Down, down, down. We're going down.
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
You know that you want to. You know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
When you're down there.
Now that was Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and she is not here at Our World Underwater in Chicago, and that's why, because if she did and started singing like that, we'd probably be kicked out of the place.
Oh.
But she's beautiful,
absolutely,
and she's actually doing some big TV show thing this weekend on one of the sports channels. Maybe you'll come across her. She'll be the Brazilian that looks good and is a diver and can't sing a lick.
Okay.
Yeah, but God bless her. We still love her to death. Just not here in Chicago this weekend. But we are with the dive guy.
We are with somebody far more important than the dive god.
No, that's not possible. Really?
Yes. You know what? You know, they say, supposedly I'm a legend and all this crap. And they say, okay, Neil, who is your absolute hero? Who is your mentor? Who is the guy that you look up to?
Right.
And I'm here with him right now. Sir Robert Marks, one of my dearest friends. He's Sir because he sailed a replica of the Nina II from Spain to San Salvador, recreating Columbus's voyage. We tried to do an expedition on a Viking ship, Discover America. That's another long story. Involved in treasure salvage for millions of dollars. He helped me with my gyrocopter record. The guy's authored thousands of articles.
He was like the big treasure hunter before Mel Fisher,
Mel Fisher's a nobody compared to this guy.
Sir Robert. Yeah. Here, give him the microphone.
And let me tell you, if you have two years to spare, listen to some of this guy's story.
All right, Bob. I got 8 minutes.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
And Neil is really cool.
He
my
is.
My daughters love him. My wives love him. And all five wives that I've had.
Yeah, all five?
Saved my ass many
so
times.
So you've shared him?
Every time
shared
I get
your
in
wives?
Trouble with the mafia or something, I call on Uncle Neil. He can get me out of trouble.
Yeah.
And he kicks some serious ass, which he learned in the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps, too, but he was... Oh, long before me because he's younger.
Yeah. Now, back in the day when you were doing all this crazy stuff with the treasure hunting and all this stuff, Sir Robert, what's one of the most memorable stories? What was it like diving for treasure back in the day? Can you tell? Share just a story or two of you diving back there in the day. What do you think?
Oh, in the Bahamas on the Maravilla, which was lost in 1656. Neil worked on it.
Yeah.
We had so much trouble with pirates trying to steal the treasure from us that Neil used to come over in fast boats, bring us supplies, bring us water, bring us mail,
yeah,
and take the treasure back to the bank.
Yeah, and so you'd use Neil was like your bodyguard.
Express.
He was the runner.
Yep.
And so he was the only one who could protect you guys from having your treasure stolen from the pirates.
Things like when we were in a fancy hotel in New York at the Plaza before we went on the Viking voyage. I sent him out to get 12 Rolex wristwatches.
Yeah.
They were donating.
Right.
When he came back, I said, put them in a safe down below in a hotel.
Right.
He put them on his arm. He went out to Harlem to have a, let's call it a good
okay,
night.
This is your
He went out to Harlem and he picked up his fourth wife?
Is that... Rolex.
The Rolex got rolled, kind of.
Oh, you didn't. You weren't as good a carrier at that.
Well, time. Bob abandoned me, you know. I'm bad, but I needed some help there.
So you were like the enforcer for this group, or you were supposed to be, and you didn't. You were the guy who was supposed to protect the treasure, and you just kind of dropped.
Well, I mean, this was for the Viking expedition, and Rolex had
then when
donated.
You say the Viking expedition, what do you mean? You guys dressed up as Vikings?
Back in 1969, we tried to sail a replica of a Godstad Viking ship.
Yeah.
What century? 10th century. Well, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Seemed newer than that at the time.
All right. So,
so we were going to try to discover America.
Yeah.
And there were a multitude of problems. Number one, we got started late, and as Bob describes it, back then the world was going through a warm climatic optimum, and Greenland was green and whatever, and we got kind of a late start, and the ice was breaking up, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
We were lost at sea for days, and everybody thought we were dead, and anyhow. The show's not long enough to go into that one, but it was a hoot.
Yeah, so but you dressed up as Vikings, too?
Oh, yeah, man.
And you had
it was all fitting. We had mead, winches.
Yeah, you were horny with the thing?
Yeah, we had the horny hat. And
yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the reason you did that was just to kind of recreate. It was kind of like a Renaissance.
Yeah, no, it was similar to what Bob had done with the Columbus. The Columbus ship, you know, recreating that voyage.
Yeah. Basically, this was like you're aboard.
I sank that one.
You sank the what? The Anna Maria or what is it? Which one?
But the one Neil was on, I didn't sink.
Yeah, it sank. You sank it. So is it still underwater now for like a wreck dive or
something? Well, the first one sunk. The one I was on didn't sink. It just fell apart.
Oh,
but it was at land.
I gotcha. Okay.
But we sailed
the ocean blue.
The distance that it would have taken to discover America.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, and I've seen pictures of this. This is crazy. You know, you'd think it was Halloween, but Neil's dressed up as a Viking, and they're on this old
Viking ship. Yeah, it was very cool.
And that's the stuff you did, right? And Robert was a guy who, like, helped facilitate this back in the day. So he's responsible for you, or he's the one who should blame?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what. Bob Marks was writing for a man's magazine called Argosy Magazine, which is kind of like Men's Health or whatever.
Right.
Back when I did the underwater depth record. And nobody knew about my depth record because it wasn't a big deal. I just did it to prove I could do it.
Yeah.
And Bob tracked me down, did a feature article on me, and really I'm where I am as far as being recognized in the industry solely because of Bob Marks.
Now, was he doing that to recognize your accomplishment or just say, hey, look, I found this crazy guy who went down to 437 feet on air?
Yes.
Okay. He's like, if he's nutty to do that, he ought to be a good interview for a news story.
A what?
He'd be a good feature for a story.
Oh.
In a magazine.
Hey, about 10% of what we've done together could be published.
Very nice. Well, and I guess Bob, he lives here near Chicago, right?
No. Bob lives in Satellite Beach, which is in the Atlantic. I'm sorry, in the Atlantic.
Just like coming to Chicago, because I've seen him up here before.
He's a superstar up here. I mean, they bring him up here. He's a major speaker.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance, and Bob will be doing some lectures, I don't know whether tomorrow or not, but don't miss him.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bob, what are you speaking about here at Our World Underwater this weekend?
I gave two lectures already.
Yeah.
One on all the treasure ships coming up from South America during the colonial period this morning. This afternoon I just did one on all the stuff around Panama where I found Henry Morgan's shipwrecks, where my uncle swam the Panama Canal at the age of 58, and I had to row the boat, kill the alligators, and they were trying to eat them. all the different treasures I found around Panama, including lost mines with gold, and on and on. Tomorrow I'm talking about the Philippines and the Manila galleons. Neil spends a lot of time in the Philippines, a lot of it in the brig, meaning jail, and I found a lot of treasures there.
Yeah, now is there still a bunch of treasure to be found in some of those places, or have you found it all the good stuff? Have you found all the treasure down there, or what?
No, not all the treasure.
Well, yeah.
A lot of treasure.
You found a lot.
We never find all the treasure.
Well, is there still some down there? If somebody was saying, like, hey, I got to go down to Panama and try to test my luck.
There's always going to be somebody following in my wake doing the same thing.
There you go. So there's still some left over for us to discover. So if you got that bug, you've done that. The medallion, your dive god medallion.
This is from the Maravilla from 1656 that Bob and I worked on.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Diving, just a few more minutes left in today's big broadcast from Our World Underwater in Chicago. Hanging out here, getting ready to, we might have a beverage or two now and unwind just a tad after working. Right, Neil?
It's getting very close to beer o'clock.
It could be. It could be. Our mermaids are getting restless.
Yes.
They had, some of the Chicagoland divers brought them a beverage about an hour ago. I don't know which one's ready to pop.
Now, how many beverages do you think it would take
to get to the center of the
Well, no, no. For me to look about 21 and hot with these girls.
Liz,
is there enough tequila in Chicago?
Z, can you answer that? Mermaid Z, what do you think?
I'm not sure if there's enough, Neil.
What? Oh, my God. She totally hammered you.
Ah, ah.
She loves you, Neil.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's
she's trying to be. Okay. She has her own personal.
Okay. Well, so. we'll do all the tequila here, then we'll go to Michigan.
Okay. Maybe. Whatever work. Tequila or whatever. But our mermaids are proper ladies.
Yes,
they're
true.
Good girls.
That's true.
Even for the dive god.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll keep the dive god in check. But you know, you got somebody you got to keep in check, or it keeps you in check anyway.
Dude,
you don't want to take any chances.
Yeah, I'm not scared of sharks. I'm not scared of height. I'm not scared of lions or tigers. Boy, I'm scared of my Brazilian.
Yeah. As maybe you should be. I don't know. But we'll leave that for another day, another show.
Yeah.
But
she's a chef, and at night she just like whispers, "Bob it, Bob it, Bob it, Bob it."
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That one little word said three times.
Uh-huh.
Those three little words said three times. But we're here in Chicago. Next big event is Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
That's Chicago,
New Jersey.
Yeah, between now and then, I might do a little run over to the Bahamas for a day or two.
I would hope you do, yes.
I might have to.
You know, we still have not got a mermaid on the dolphin site. I think that would be so cool.
Yes.
A mermaid swimming with a dolphin.
Right. We're trying to. Well, we tried to make that happen, but we didn't have enough time on New Year's Eve. And it was kind of blowing a little bit.
I mean, you know, my fascination with mermaids is they can't outrun me.
Yeah, I didn't. I've never thought of that.
Yeah, well, think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
They can't outrun me. Maybe outswim me, but they can't outrun me.
Yeah. So mermaids and dolphins. That's what you'd like to see in the Bahamas.
Yes.
And you can make that happen there in Bimini because you got that wild dolphin park.
Yeah, we have that wild dolphin experience. As a matter of fact, one of the few places in the entire Caribbean where you can, you know, go to a land-based dive operation and do an afternoon trip and interact with wild dolphins. Normally, you know, you do this on 3 or 4 days on a liveaboard boat.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're not rocking and rolling. You go out, you swim around with the dolphins, you come back home to your beautiful room and have cocktails and talk about it.
You got to love that for sure.
Yes.
And, who knows? And the thing about Bimini in particular, it's so easy to get to. You do that shark dive, which was awesome when we did that.
Right.
And you got the dolphin dive.
And we haven't had you down off Honeymoon Harbor where we have the Stingray City. Which is very, very cool. Yeah,
I haven't seen that. I haven't been on that
there
myself.
There you go, dude, man. So much to see, so little time.
Well, that's true. So you got a little mini Stingray City thing.
Yeah, well, 20 or 30 stingrays, they come right in, you pet them, you feed them.
Yeah, and just hang out.
Shoot them and eat them. Just kidding.
Yeah, you don't do that. Yeah, maybe with the mermaids, but not with the
stingrays.
That would be bad.
No.
That would be a bad thing. But yeah, who knows? Stingrays and mermaids, dolphins.
Stingrays, mermaids, sharks, dolphins.
You got it all there.
Walls, wrecks, reefs.
Now I saw Guy Harvey at the Miami International Boat Show.
Right.
Guy's been keeping pretty busy.
What a great guy.
And
no pun intended.
And I told him, I said, hey, next time I get over there, maybe we'll have to coordinate that. So when you're over there, I can come over there and do a show. He goes, oh no, that'll never happen.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So, no. He goes, I'm just so busy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like, it's not you.
Yeah.
It's like, so he apologized for that. I was like, hey, dude, I'm used to that kind of response. But it was good. He was keeping pretty busy there.
No, man, the guy is like, I thought Jean-Michel was like busy, but both of them. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to trip them to talk to them.
Right.
But you know, they're both great people. And like I say, it's such a pleasure working with Guy and such an honor to be involved, you know, with him. And
well, maybe we can get him over there when we go over there and do the mermaids and the dolphin thing. And maybe
I'll inspire him to do some
artwork.
Instead of you trying to coordinate him coming over for something you're doing, he's coming over to do something with me, and then I'll let you know.
Now you're talking.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We can use the mermaids as bait.
Oh, yeah.
That work on
that'll
Guy
work.
Harvey? That will. Because, you know, he does such detailed artwork.
You know,
that marine art he does.
Everybody loves mermaids.
Yes.
Children, adults.
And I've never asked him
if
he's ever done any artist renderings of mermaids. He probably
has.
I know Weiland has, but I wonder if Guy's ever done that.
Yeah. Weiland has?
Not that he's done mermaids, Neil, that he's drawn them.
He's drawn them.
Maybe yes to both of those.
I was going to say, this guy gets around.
Yeah, well, hey.
Well.
If you can get away with it, why not?
Guy
Harvey does such detailed artwork. It's almost like, he's a marine biologist, so it's very detailed. It's very, scientific kind of drawing type technique that he has. And we would need that kind of detail on these mermaids.
Absolutely. I think it would enhance his professionalism and credibility as a marine scientist to do a mermaid or two.
Absolutely.
Like
all right.
Drawing.
Well, I think we're almost out of time here, Neil. Bill, the producer, has been patient. He's been a trooper.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
In the studio. And maybe we'll bring him to the Bahamas with us.
That would be nice.
He deserves
that. That'd be nice, he says.
He deserves
that. Not likely,
but
it would be nice.
It's overdue. He deserves that.
Okay, well, you heard it from the dive god yourself there, Bill. All right, that'll do it till next week. Till then, remember, it's always better where
down where it's wetter.
Yes, good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.